Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, and welcome to day 12 of the Gratitude Game, 21 days to a healthier, wealthier, more beautiful you. Today's mantra is yes. So all day long, keep yes top of mind. And what that really means is that I want you to reframe every time that you want to say no, every time you want to have, anything negative response, that you need to reframe it to the positive. It's, look, even people that work at spirituality for, assiduously for a very long time, we still find ourselves having to course correct into creating what we want rather than focusing on what we don't want. It's really interesting because when you focus on what you don't want without creating what you do want, you really are reinforcing what you don't want. And you are at high risk of creating what you don't want and recreating what you don't want because you have not shifted into what you do want. So, you cannot expect the results of what you do want if you're using the ingredients of what you don't want. If you were to make, some sort of fantastic souffle, you're going to need to use eggs. And if you don't want to use eggs, then you're going to have to decide upon a different type of food that you're going to create, which could be wonderful. You could create something vegan, no problem. It's just going to be a different thing. But whatever ingredients you use, that's going to equate to the outcome. So if you keep piling up a bunch of ingredients that you don't want to use and then expect to get a better outcome, it's not going to happen. So today's mantra is yes. If you say, I really, really don't want to be in debt anymore. I really don't want to be in debt anymore. Then the yes version of that is, I really want to have wealth and live a rich life. So let's start amassing the ingredients that allow us to do that instead of being trapped in the cycle of debt. So the beginning starts with focusing on what you do want and saying yes. Again, go back to what you did with the fire ritual, and it's repeating that idea. Whenever something shows up for you in a don't, in a negative situation, the right answer is the exact opposite, plus the action that you're going to take to create it. Now, so you may need to redo the fire ritual, even if it's just on the spot for some negative thought that comes in your head and is on repeat mode. Just write it down. Okay, what did I just say, or what did my brain just say, and what is the positive side of that, which is what I really want to create, but I'll need, of course, an action plan to create it. I'll need a blueprint to create it. What's that going to be? Now, also this mantra of yes extends to others. Now, it doesn't mean I want you to say yes to something and it's absolutely crazy and just do it. Although, if it's something you normally would not do and it's not absolutely crazy or it's not, risky for your health or something like that, then maybe you should say yes. But I'm not, don't go crazy with it. Don't think, oh, well, someone can tell me to go kill someone and I have to say yes. That is absolutely not what I'm saying here. You still have to have right action. You still have to have the other 11 mantras that we already had in your wheelhouse. And those are very positive. They would never approve of harming yourself or another person. So when I'm saying to say yes and to have mantra be yes today, clearly there are exceptions where you are not going to necessarily go along with. But even there, there are ways that you don't necessarily have to say no. As a parent, you really have to learn this one. So let's say, for instance, your kid has already had a whole bunch of candy and he's screaming in the middle of the store that he wants to buy candy, he wants to eat it now, he wants ice cream, all this sort of stuff. Your tendency would be to say, no, you already had a bunch of ice cream, you already had a bunch of candy. But instead of saying that, try to find a positive way to reinforce what it is that you would like rather than what you would not like. You would not like for them to eat more candy and junk. You would like for them to go on a bike ride with you. You would like for them to play baseball with you. You would like for them to draw a picture with you. You would like for them to eat healthy, help you make a salad. So, you know, as a parent, unless you want to be the no machine, which, you know, is really going to get old fast and the kid will definitely learn how to block and tune you out, then you want to always try to reframe that no into some choices and options that are healthier for the child to choose from. And sometimes the child is you. If you're acting very childish and you're kind of stuck in your old ways and you're stuck in negative thoughts, you know, you have to pretend you're the adult in the room to yourself and give yourself a positive reframing of whatever negative thing that you're having a temper tantrum about. All right, so today's mantra is yes. Today's mantra is yes. And that also means, you know, really look for things that will give you the opportunity to say yes, 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 yes. Look for something that really gives you that kind of exhilarating feeling that comes along with saying yes. I don't know what that is for you. I know for me, it's silly things. It's, oh, you know, my book got published. Yes, of course, that took a year to write, or it took a year to, manifest it. It could be I got invited to play the billionaire game with Ricky Byers-Beckwith at her retreat this weekend. Yes. All right, I love Ricky. I can't wait to share the billionaire game with all of her, you know, devotees, all the people that are there to celebrate the new year with her. What an awesome way to bring in the new year. So that's my yes. But, you know, whatever your yes is, see if there's a way that you can kind of, you know, just acknowledge something that you've done that's a yes, or that you want to do, that you're trying to achieve, the seeds that you've planted. Even if you've planted the seeds and you've been watering them for a year and all you see is a little breakthrough of the soil. Yes, look at that. There's a little breakthrough of the soil. Don't force it, obviously. Don't force it, because that's not a real yes. That's kind of like a yes. You don't want one of those. All right, I'm going to take you back to George Harrison, my sweet lord, as always. There is a link to listen or to play this video yourself, and I hope you enjoy it, and I look forward to seeing you day 13. My love, I really want to.